We check in at Ivy Tech, and the chancellor is our good friend Jenny Vaughn. Jenny, good morning. How are you?
Very good. How are you today?
Well, I'm full.
I heard you were on campus yesterday.
I was on campus yesterday. I invaded with MG3, my almost-to-be-three-year-old. We went through and got a little tour of the new culinary side of things.
Awesome.
Absolutely gorgeous. Everything lovely and brand new. And we sat in the soon-to-be-open Yellowwood dining area, waited on by the staff, and the culinary creations came out fast and furious. And the next thing I know, I look over, and my yet-to-be-three-year-old is eating frog legs like they're chicken fingers at your local restaurant.
They taste just like chicken.
He didn't bat an eye. He wanted more and more and more. So I barely got any, but that's all right. We always sacrifice for our children, don't we?
That's exactly right. So you come to campus. I don't see you.
Well, I didn't want to bother. You're in charge.
You don't write.
My goodness, I didn't want to bother you. It's a work day for girls. You know, I'm trying to walk through the library. I'm like, Mikey, be quiet. Be quiet. There's people working. But Keith did a great job of giving me the tour. He showed me where the old building met the new building, the seamless transition from all of that, the great Blooming Foods Cafe, the Commons, the Shreve Hall, just to see all that. And it's unbelievable. And I don't want to forget this at all, the unbelievable 9/11 memorial out front.
Yeah.
Wow, what a piece of memorial that is. What do we call it art? What do we monument, tribute?
Yeah.
I think is probably the best word there.
Yeah, a memorial. A tribute. I mean, and you probably read in the paper on Monday morning, but you know, we had a great event on campus on Sunday that we hosted, and it was just beautiful. The day was just like it was at September 11th, 15 years ago.
It was
absolutely stunning. Keith was there.
Tim Mayer even remarked about it on Tuesday morning.
Yeah.
It was unbelievable. It was just unbelievable. And everybody who was alive during, you know, 15 years ago and had experienced that morning, you know, had that eerie feeling like it was exactly how it was.
It was very interesting to see the piece from the World Trade Center, and we know a lot of places around the country are doing this. It's just very eerie to look at that piece and say, well, how did that all happen? And you can do that. You can go by Ivy Tech and stop by and see it.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
The Pentagon.
It's a community monument. We love people to come out to see it. We can show you where it is, but you know, that piece was secured by the local firefighter, 586. They secured that, and right away when they brought it back about 6 years ago, they asked us, could we place it here? And you know, back then we said yes, and we just said, let's wait till we get the expansion. And so that's what we did, and I'm really glad you got to see it, and I really encourage others to come out anytime and come look at it.
Yeah, it's really cool. It sits on a Pentagon-shaped base, and then it has supporting twin towers holding the piece up of the towers and an inscription plaque underneath it. It's really well done, very
really
tasteful,
well done.
And it it looks great. And again, part of the community college is being part of the community. Go out there
and have a chance to paraphrase what Mayor Hamilton said, there's no better place for that memorial to be than at a place that teaches, because there's so much to be learned from what that all means.
Hard to argue with any of that. So the place looks great. The new football stadium, though, the ground that you secured for that, John Weikart would be proud of all the years he had to play in that little bandbox of a stadium. You guys are getting that put together. But it was great to see.
Seating and everything, pretty good, huh?
Yeah, you had full parking lots.
Well, the skyboxes are the highlight.
Well, that's coming later. That's coming later. You have full parking lot. That looks good. Everything good in semester number one.
That's exactly right. We are definitely off to the races, and people are doing, you know, it's just so fun to see so many things going on around campus, you know, students all over the place. But we do have our second 8-week classes start on October 17th, so still time to take some classes, to either start your degree, complete a good degree, take a class to get some additional skills that you need in your work life, and come on out, and we'll get you out. We'll help you out.
With the expansion, Jenny, came new faculty members, and you wanted to mention, you kind of want to tell people who these new people are.
I think we spilled some water on them yesterday, a couple of them.
You got to be careful of our chefs now. They're special. Well, that's right. And you know, what I wanted to do was highlight some of our new faculty as we talk together. So I want to talk about Cassie Connolly. She's our very first time full-time faculty member teaching kinesiology, which is really exercise and sports science. And she has a long record of teaching and experience in the field of fitness, including several years of teaching fitness classes as an adjunct at IU and designing exercise programs for older adults at Bell Trace and the Living Center there, and even starting and running her own fitness and nutrition business here in Bloomington. And she's received a master's degree in exercise science from California University of Pennsylvania, which is interesting, California University of Pennsylvania. And she holds several certifications in fitness from the American College of Sports Medicine and the National Academy of Sports Medicine. And she wants to get started growing our program, our kinesiology program, and nurturing the next generation of fitness professionals. And she is dynamite, energy galore, and we're just excited that she wanted to come work for us. So we welcome Cassie Connolly.
One of the things that Mike saw yesterday was Shreve Hall, and for some reason, the community has discovered Ivy Tech and using the facilities out there. And there's a big event coming in cooperation with Cook on Shreve Hall coming up.
That's right. That's actually our program from the Cook Center Institute for Entrepreneurship, and it's our seventh annual Cook Institute for Entrepreneurship, held on October 26th. It's from 11:30 to 1 in Shreve Hall. And our keynote speaker this year is the co-founder, Angie, Chief Marketing Officer of Andy's List, Angie Hicks.
Is she bringing her list?
I don't think there's going to be any music in the
background. Oh, not for me, not at all. But that's great. I mean, again, a local success story right here in Indiana. And this is the, which number is this, the sixth or seventh one?
Seventh. It's our seventh annual. Tickets are $75 each, $25 for students. With IDs, we've got lots of table sponsorship opportunities, and it's going to be a great afternoon, and really encourage people to come out for that.
Now, is just a presentation? Tell me what's going to go on there.
Well, it's a luncheon, and then Angie will come up and speak to us for about probably 40 minutes or so about her experiences and working in Indiana and just being a female and an entrepreneur, and it's going to be exciting. It's going to be very, very good. Give some great tips to entrepreneurs out there, young entrepreneurs. So that's why we're discounting some student tickets, and we're hoping we get a good crowd. That usually sells out.
I was going to say, that's usually a pretty popular one, because that's kind of like the, for lack of a better term, it's kind of like the fall O'Bannon deal, right?
That's kind of exactly
how I remember
it.
You do one in the fall and one big hitter in the fall and one in the spring. So that's coming up, again, October 26th.
October 26th.
Excellent.
Wednesday. It's a Wednesday afternoon. So give us a call. We'll guide you to get tickets or whatever you need.
And, of course, there's a lot of things going on with the students.
Of course, as always. You know, and Keith, you helped us lead the Student Leadership Academy and for many years. And again, we're starting that up. It starts tomorrow. And we had 15 available slots this year. We had a lot of interest. But it's a really great program. It runs for 8 weeks. And students will require all kinds of different leadership training that they need to go through. They get a 3-credit-hour scholarship in the spring if they get through, and it's just a great program, well-organized statewide, so all the Ivy Techs across the state have students participating, so it's called the Student Leadership Academy, and really excellent program.
Now, you're going to have a bunch of dogs at Waldron?
I think so.
The hounds?
I'm not really sure.
The hounds of Baskerville are going to be at the Waldron.
That was my
bad attempt at humor. I'm sorry.
Hey. Cardinal is preparing for that show that runs in September.
Well, you've got Lotus Fest coming up. How busy is the Waldron going to be for that this weekend?
We're going to be available for that as well. We'll be open. We're doing some things with the group there. The Lotus team, so I got to see them on Tuesday night, and they're really excited about this weekend and all the different things that are going on. So you can see Neville and I there all day Friday and all day Saturday, so it'll be fun.
The great part about the Waldron on Saturday is if we have the forecast come to fruition, you've got plenty of fun stuff to do indoors and a parking garage right across the street, so that never hurts anything. Never hurts anything either, so that might be a nice way to get things started on your Lotus Saturday at least.
Real quick before we let Jenny go, she wants to tell you about how you can learn to make a bamboo flute.
Well, I mean, well, who doesn't want to? That's the only thing missing from my LinkedIn page.
There you go. You and Mikey.
That's exactly right.
Anything that makes noise for children, that's a terrible idea.
That's what your grandparents give your
Here's grandparents. Some drums to go along with your bamboo flute.
I love it. Well, the great class starts on three Saturdays in a row. Starts September 24th. It's from 11 to 1. It's titled Artesian Bamboo Flute.
You're not kidding. This is a completely legitimate experience.
It's bamboo flute making. $59. Yeah, it is with a bamboo flute specialist, a mathematician, a physicist, and educator. Jason Burnfield will guide students to make your own flute, and you get to cut it, drill it, sand it, adorn it with your own personalized
anything,
your name, your initials. Pretty cool, and you'll have your own flute, and it's going to be pretty exciting. So
sheet music is optional.
Exactly.
You have to bring nothing. You don't need tools. You don't need your own bamboo. You just need to show up with some creativity and a lust for learning.
That's exactly right.
Well, that's what we're doing excited. At Ivy Tech. Hey, next time I come out for the tour, I will terrorize your office. I will.
You better.
And I will bring maybe he'll be three by then. Who knows what kind of level of damage he'll be up to by then. But we will stop by and knock next time, I promise.
Great. I want to just give it one
please,
more shout out.
Please, please, please.
Hoosiers Outrun Cancer this weekend.
Big.
Ivy Tech has a huge team, a great team. Our director of advising, Eliza Erkslubin, has been organizing that for us. And we are all walking in memory of our late friend and colleague, Jim Hines. And so we've got quite a team. And it's just such a great program. So I just want to give it a shout out.
Yeah, and I saw Jim's memorial bench yesterday, too. Oh, another great tribute. Nice. So. You guys are rocking out there. Keith and I will follow along in the car on Saturday, make sure that everybody's running and walking at a leisurely pace.
I might jump in.
We got plenty of room. Don't worry. I'll move one of the car seats for you.
Right. I love it.
Hey, thanks for your time.
Bring some of those frogs. All right. We'll see you later.
Yeah,
frog legs.
As Keith mentioned, none of them have legs anymore, and I said, they're easier to catch. That's right. Jenny, great job as always. Busy, busy weekend. We'll hear all about it. The recap next Thursday morning. And again, the calendar rolls on. We'll be almost at the end of September next week. Unbelievable.
Great. We'll talk to you then.